Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Imus, morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, I've been looking forward to this, as my audience has, and joining us is a gentleman whom I've had the pleasure of interviewing a couple of times in the past, David Horowitz, noted conservative commentator, New York Times bestselling author, the founder and CEO of the David Horowitz Freedom Center, and the author of the Black Book of the American Left. I remember when we did that interview. His new book is a bestseller, Big Agenda, President Trump's Plan to Save America, and it is published by Humanix Books. David, after a couple of years, it's indeed a pleasure to have you back.
Well, thank you.
And it's not often I agree with virtually everyone says, because I've had a combative nature, but I have difficulty in disagreeing with anything. But let's open up with a past appearance here, and I couldn't concur more, but I'll let you put it in your words, not mine. I didn't write the book. You were on with Tucker Carlson, who's doing a great job, talking about Trump being a passionate patriot and defending the outreach to Putin. I can give you an explanation, but I would rather hear it from you. I think this is so distorted and taken out of context that it enrages me.
You know, there's a war on in our country, and it's a war that's been declared by the political left, which is racist and anti-American and in control of the Democratic Party, against Trump and what the American people actually voted for in this election. And the biggest problem that I see, and I describe in this book, Big Agenda, is the fecklessness of Republicans. When the Democrats attack, however viciously and however unreasonably, Republicans head for the tall grass. That's what they do. They're cowards. And you can see, I mean, McConnell and Ryan distanced themselves from Trump. Of course, the President of the United States has to deal with Putin, unless everybody wants to, you know, have three world wars going at once. So we have big enemies. We have the Islamists, we have China, and we have Russia. And Russia has certain interests that coincide with ours. In particular, it's got a lot of Muslim majority countries right on its borders. And I don't even know, Chechnya may be part of Russia right now. It changes so much, who knows. So they have a terrorist threat. And Trump is right to try to see what he can do to get them to be an ally. After all, we were allies with Stalin. It was one of the greatest mass murderers in human history to defeat Hitler. The attacks on Trump are deranged. I mean, he didn't say America was morally equivalent. He said we're not innocent. Barack Obama murdered Gaddafi and Hillary Clinton. Gaddafi was no threat to us, and in fact was an ally against al-Qaeda. He was in a war with al-Qaeda. Now Libya, thanks to Obama and Hillary, is under the thumb of ISIS and al-Qaeda. It's a failed state. It's why Trump wants to bar immigrants from there until we get a vetting system. But
same thing with the overthrow of Mubarak in Egypt, the horrendous move.
Well, yeah, I mean, Obama was a supporter of the Muslim Brotherhood. He was an American traitor, actually, if you look at it. If Franklin Roosevelt had given nuclear weapons to Adolf Hitler, what would we call him?
Hallelujah,
Obama's protected because he's black, and the evil people in the world are, of course, all white. There's a section of my book where I deal with this. What we are seeing, the conflict that we're seeing, is one between a left, a Democratic Party, that wants America to be a racial, gender, sexual orientation hierarchy, where if you have the right skin color, you go to the head of the line for admissions to universities or the head of the line for jobs. The only skin privilege in America is black and brown skin privilege. That's when you get jobs that you don't qualify for and admissions to universities that you're not qualified to go to. What Trump has contrasted to that, and so you have this identity politics. Identity politics is anti-American. It's the religion of the Democratic Party, identity politics, where your identity, your ethnic, racial, sexual identity is basic. That's the first thing. That's what ranks you in the hierarchy. That's so anti-American. America is based on the principle that our origins don't matter. Race doesn't matter. Ethnic origins. When I was young, there used to be a phrase that was like a mantra in the public schools, that regardless of race, color, or creed, all people are created equal. Of course, that's in our birth certificate, the Declaration of Independence. So individual rights is what America is about, not group identities. So we have really an anti-American movement, which is very powerful. It's in charge of our culture, the media in particular, but, you know, our judiciary as well. As a lot,
and the idiots in Hollywood.
Well, that's part of the media, but the idiots in Hollywood. And what Trump, if you remember his inaugural address, which was brilliant, he said that if we are loyal to America, then we will be loyal to each other.
And what's wrong with saying America first?
If you have patriotism in your heart, America first.
They twisted it and distorted it.
Yeah, if you have patriotism in your heart, there's no room for prejudice. He also said we are black and brown and white, but we bleed patriot red. So this is really a battle for the soul of America. And we're very close to the end of this country until Trump's election. And we don't know what's going to happen here in this phase of the war. In my book, Big Agenda, Trump's Plan to Save America, I look at the phrase, people of color. Now, people of color is not English. We don't talk like that. We don't say, I've got a box of crayons of color, do we? It's a French construct. That's the way the French talk.
I never used the term African Americans.
But what is it about? Why do we have this term? It's an ideological term, and this is what it does. If you look at Mexico, it has two ethnic groups. One of the descendants of the conquistadors who slaughtered the indigenous Indians, and the other is the descendants of the Indians. But when they cross the border into politically correct America, they're people of color, both of them. Maharajas in India are people of color. The beheaders in Syria are people of color. The whole world is people of color, except guess who? White people. So this is a racist idea. Most people use the people of color are getting out of the way of the politically correct. But look, that term is a term of anti-white racism, which is what organizes the Democratic Party. And if you don't believe me, look who's the front runner to be DNC chair, a Louis Farrakhan racist Keith Ellison.
Oh,
and a Muslim Brotherhood, a Muslim Brotherhood agent, for crying out to you. That's who's the number one choice, supported by Schumer, supported by Bernie Sanders, and so forth. So a good part of this book I've written, Big Agenda, Trump's Plan to Save America, is about the left. You have to understand, you know, we all, as conservatives, we all have been saying you got to name the enemy, it's radical Islamic extremism, whatever you want to call it, but you have to have a name for it, and it has to be connected to its root, which is an interpretation of Islam. But that's true domestically as well. You can't fight the Democrats. If you call them and think of them as liberals, then what are they liberal about except, you know, hard drugs, sex, letting criminals off, spending other people's money? That's what they're liberal about.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Obama's release of those despots before he left office, a major drug dealer already back in jail. So typical. Same with Guantanamo. Back in action.
Yeah, unfortunately, the Puerto Rican terrorist who killed four Americans and
right.
130 bombs is pardoned and is not going back to jail. And Chelsea Manning, who should have been shot for a treason, is not going back to jail.
David, let me interject for a second. This is the frustration that I have every day when I'm confronted with people. Trump is boisterous. He's a braggadocio. He's an egomaniac. He's sometimes vulgar. He loves this country, and he's a man of action. He's fulfilled all of the promises he could possibly fulfill in 2 weeks. Let's hold on and come back, talk about the cabinet, sanctuary cities, and gosh knows where else we can go. David Horowitz, The Big Agenda, President Trump's Plan to Save America. Please, even if you're to the left, buy the book. It's published by Humanix. It's a keeper. This is Stu Taylor.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Don't let yesterday's accomplishments affect today. Use Blue Emu, available in stores nationwide.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
This is Lanny Davis doing an interview with Stu Taylor about my book, Crisis Tales, Five Rules for Coping with Crises in Business, Politics, and Life. I'm enjoying this interview very much, especially because Stu Taylor, who may be wrong politically about almost everything, is a gentleman and knows how to civilly disagree with my very liberal perspective.
I woke up this morning, my baby was gone. Woke up this morning, my baby was gone. I feel so bad, I'm all alone. I ain't got nobody.
Have to get Lanny Davis back on. I enjoyed that interview. I don't really have much regard for his views, but he too is a gentleman. That was a fun interview. Joining us now, in perfect timing, because I have to make reservations for tonight, is Richard Brackett. He is the general manager of, and I'm not exaggerating, and I'm not using hyperbole or superlatives or all that. It's just a fact. One of the great restaurants you can go to, and you say, oh, it's got to be downtown in some big city. No, it isn't. It's in Burlington, Massachusetts. And it's right near the Burlington Mall, but you can get directions. The Bancroft. Go to the Bancroft, the-bancroft.com, the-bancroft.com. You will be dazzled. You will be amazed, and you will continue to go there. And if you're looking for, you know, some, I can't even think of one, some really inexpensive little restaurant to go to, it, don't go there. But if you want quality, value, my father always used to say, I don't mind paying for something as long as I get value. You get value plus. Richard, good morning.
Good morning, Stu. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm great, and I'm all excited about tonight because instead of me calling the Bancroft, can I make reservations for two tonight right now?
I got to be honest. I think this may be the first time I've taken a reservation on the air, Stu.
All right. Well, can you make reservations? Because I'm going crazy here. I don't know what a good time. Maybe I'll get a good time later. But I want to make it
there
for two because I had a steak that was out of this world, and I've eaten other food there. I won't run down the whole menu. You can. And then last time I went, which was about a week ago, I took my wife, and I ordered duck. And she said, maybe it's got a lot of bones in it. It didn't. It was unbelievable. It was the best duck I've ever had in my life. Did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? The best duck I have ever eaten in my life. My wife tasted it. Doesn't show a lot of emotion. Said, we got to come back here. This duck is unbelievable. So I know we probably wanted to duck that subject, but I wanted to get it in. Reservations and the Incredible Duck. I'm going to have some tonight. Save some for me. What's going on at the Bancroft? What do we get up for Valentine's Day?
Valentine's Day is fast upon us at this point. We do still have some availability early in the evening and later in the evening. We do regular dinner menu that entire weekend. So unlike a lot of restaurants that force you into a pre-fee and take you deep, we do the regular dinner menu. Chef will do a couple of specials that have yet to be laid out. He waits till we get a little bit closer and finds whatever he can best at market, whatever he can source locally. And regular dinner menu all night long. The duck will still be on for Valentine's Day, and you're right, Stu. It is probably one of the best ducks on the planet, and very user-friendly, as you can attest to. So chef takes a Long Island duck, halves it, bones it, all except for the leg. The leg bone is still attached, and then slow roasts the leg and the thigh, and grills the breast to a perfect medium rare.
Well, I'll tell you what kind of topped this off. And why is quantity a bad word? It's not. I like quality and quantity. The size of the duck was more than enough. I said, I'm going to get this, but it may not be enough. I may have to get something else. It was absolutely incredible. You got a 278-seat restaurant, correct me if I'm wrong, four dining stations, a huge bar, ambiance that is unbelievable. It's amazing how well-trained the people are who wait on you, the waiters and waitresses, the hostesses. I think, because I've known you for a number of years right now, what's the continual effort? How difficult is it to maintain this extraordinarily high-quality establishment?
Well, it's a matter of finding the right people. And here, Stu, what we do, we hire for hospitality. We hire for people that truly want to please. If mommy and daddy haven't raised a gentleman or a lady, there's very little that I can do with you as an adult. But if you come with that skill set, you can be pleasant, you can make eye contact, you can make conversation. I can teach you to do what we do. And that's really what we do. We just had a class yesterday afternoon, a classroom setting, where we went through 18 different wines, from sparkling wines to dessert wines to red wines to white wines to go with dinner. And we do that on a continuous basis. So we're training in a classroom session on a weekly basis. And we also do a session every day before each meal period. So we do a session in the morning, we do a session in the evening, and we do that 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Well, that's, it's just like the diligence of Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. That's what makes them the best. That's what makes you the best and the Bancroft the best. I've got so many questions, and I get so emotional when I talk about the Bancroft. Let me do something a little unusual and say we got 2 minutes. How would you like to spend the last 2 minutes of this conversation?
Let's talk about where the menu goes, because we're a steakhouse at heart, Stu. But Chef changes it up every couple of months so that there's something new and interesting on the menu. Most recently, with the duck that went on, Chef put on an almond-crusted hake. And not a lot of people are going to be familiar with hake. It's a fish that's a deep-water fish from the North Atlantic, but really seen predominantly on menus in Spain, not here in the States. And spectacular dish that he does with some roasted peppers and garlic and shallots, a little puree that he does on the plate, some squid tubes and a Romanesco broccoli. So it's like a combination between cauliflower and broccoli, and delicious, beautiful dish. But he's constantly looking for things to mix it up so that guests who come here, like yourself, who repeat, or I've got people that I see twice a week, three times a week, and we continually change the menu and mix it up so that there's always something new and interesting on there. The setting is spectacular, as, again, you can attest to. We didn't come out here to Burlington, Massachusetts, to open another mediocre suburban steakhouse. We came here to kind of turn suburban dining on its head. And, two and a half, almost 3 years later now, we've done that effectively. And the restaurant, the space, does not speak to being suburban. You could take this restaurant and you could drop it in Manhattan. You could put it inside the Loop in Chicago. You could put it in L.A., and it would certainly hold its own. And
That was my thought. The first time when I saw it, when you weren't open, I said, how's this ever going to succeed? My goodness, was I ever incorrect? I'm happy to have been incorrect. I mean, honestly, I just want to say one thing in closing. I don't have to eat anywhere. I eat where I want to eat. I don't eat to please my listenership. I can't get enough of the Bancroft. Try it. D-Bancroft.com. Make reservations, please. Richard, thanks a million. Richard Brackett, I'll see you for dinner.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man, whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50 or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
I live alone and rarely have visitors, so when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hi, it's Steve Case, the co-founder of AOL, the chairman of Revolution and Case Foundation, the author of a new book called The Third Wave, and I enjoyed talking about the book with Stu Taylor on the show.
G-Wave.
All right, we're back. Pardon me. It's always a little late getting into an interview when I hear this by the great Carla Thomas, who wrote that fantastic song at the age of 15. I had no idea if she knew Future Consequences, but we're going to talk with someone who will talk about how we're underprepared for disasters. And I said at the beginning of the show, I love the content of this book and the message. It's so important. The Ostrich Paradox, why we underprepare for disasters. It's co-written with Robert Meyer from Wharton and also Howard Kunreuther. He is the James Deenan. I don't know, is that right, Deenan? Professor.
Biden, but that's fine. Either way.
As long as he knows his name, Professor of Decision Sciences and Public Policy, Wharton Risk Management, and Howard is the author of a number of books. It would take too long for me to name them all. The book is published by Wharton Digital Press. No, it's not a coincidence. And I want to thank you for coming on and welcoming you to the show. Nice to have you on.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you, Stu.
All right. I love this book because I'm always thinking about, in fact, I just had a conversation with a couple of people, just had a conversation with my wife yesterday about the consequences of unintended actions or consequences of doing nothing. And the fact that I think it's in our DNA that we either suppress or repress the inevitability of certain events happening. And it's like going in for medical tests, I guess, if you have some kind of a symptom. You don't want to know. We kind of block it out. Talk about the book, The Ostrich Paradox, and I'm sure I know what the title signifies. But talk about that and perhaps elaborate on my opening statement.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, first of all, we call it the ostrich paradox because we all believe that ostriches burying their head in the sand are doing it in order to be able to avoid situations. And it turns out that ostriches are very smart. They are extremely fast and can escape essentially any danger. And when they bury their head in the sand, they're looking for food, and that's the reason they do that rather than avoid it. And the point that you made in your introduction, Stu, is exactly a point that we make in the book, that there is a tendency to say that these events are not going to happen to us. We want to avoid thinking about negative events. When they do happen, then we do get worried and we do take protection and we try to take steps and we wish we had done it before. And so what we are doing in the book is to document the sets of biases that have been well studied by psychologists, behavioral economists, and others that actually lead to this kind of behavior, and then suggest ways that we may try to overcome it and recognize that this is part of our DNA, as you indicated, and that in many ways we have to try to adjust to that and try to take steps before a disaster, understanding why we underprepare for them.
I don't know how good an example this is. I think peace of mind is important. I had a good friend, a neighbor who lived across the street. I think cheap, really, when you come down to it. He wouldn't put an alarm system at his house. And I've had one for, I don't know, 20, 30. I mean, I had one since I bought my house. And he says, look at all the money you have spent and nothing's happened. I haven't spent any. I said, you know, all you need is one event and you'll be sorry you said that. And I will tell you, the money I've paid has been worth peace of mind. And I guess you can apply the same thing to whatever your choice is in terms of life insurance, term insurance, long-term disability. We look at these consequences as being too far down the road, don't we, Howard?
Well, I think that's exactly right, but the point that you made is exactly one that we emphasize in the book with respect to insurance. People don't buy insurance until after a disaster happens, if they can voluntarily make that decision. After the disaster, they may buy a coverage, but then if they don't have any claim over a few years, they say, boy, I've wasted my premiums. Well, look at what I could have done with all that money had I not spent on it, and they cancel their policy. And one of the challenges, and you've raised it directly on peace of mind, is one element, but also to indicate to people that if they haven't had a flood or an earthquake or some negative event over the year, they should celebrate. They should actually say that this is something, the best return on an insurance policy is no return at all, which is your point. I mean, you have peace of mind, but you also have to recognize that if you had that policy, you would have been far better protected against the catastrophic loss. And so we all struggle with that. And that is one of the hardest messages to get across. We'd like to suggest that you go out and celebrate it. Maybe the insurance company gives you a dinner somewhere, but they tell you, this is given to you to celebrate the fact that you haven't had a loss. Continue to have your policy next year. Sleep better at night, but also recognize if you don't have it, you could be in real trouble should a disaster occur. And I think that's the point you just made.
Yeah, and I mean, like anyone, I could give a million examples, but I don't think I could resist going through this interview without using maybe the prime example of this and how it will undoubtedly adversely affect us as a nation, us as a people, and the fact that our national debt is approaching $20 trillion right now and accelerating. It's because we don't want to look at the consequences and where the breaking point is, but we can't continue to go on and expand this debt. We're going to pass it on to our children and our grandchildren. Like the stock market, people investing in the market. I think these are two pretty good examples.
Well, you're quite right. I mean, there are a lot of other financial examples like that. We don't get into this. I want to make it clear. I'm not going to give comments on the debt or the stock market, not because I don't think about it a bit, but rather I think that the point that you're making is we don't think about a lot of the events that are personal to us, which is kind of what our book is about, and you can then generalize it to other situations. We do talk about an issue that we could, you know, that we may or may not want to get into here, but I think it relates to what you said, which is a long-term problem on climate change, and that the fact that this is something that we may want to put on the table and we should be thinking about this now. We have a hard time doing that for a whole variety of reasons you just indicated, but we have serious challenges with more intense hurricanes and flooding, and the question is, how do we deal with something like that? Now, that is not an easy either. Any of the questions, the debt problem, the stock market problem, the climate change problems, are hard problems for people to get a handle on because they don't necessarily see them as affecting them personally now. And I think that's the main point that we want to highlight here, is that we have a set of these biases, these things that really prevent us from taking action today, because we are all very short-run oriented, all of us, myself included. I don't want to put myself in any different position. And it takes sometimes an accident or a disaster or some event to occur that gets us then to pay attention. And what we've written this book is to suggest that understanding why we don't take these actions.
All right, I don't know if I'm on it temporarily.
All right. Hello?
Yeah, are you there, Howard?
I'm still here.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry, we had just a momentary glitch. Sorry.
Okay, I'm not sure where we were, but I wanted to just indicate we have some suggestions on how you can do a better job, and we call this at the end of the book the behavioral audit, recognizing what we do may be possible for us to try to help change our behavior a bit and feel comfortable doing it.
All right. Now, I'd like you maybe to go into a bunch of those because, this, you know, you got people out there listening who are saying, well, okay, all this sounds logical. All of it makes sense. What am I supposed to do to change my mindset and become proactive? I mean, that's the big thing. Talk is one thing. Being proactive is another. And I'm sure the first step is to read this book. Folks, I'll tell you, it lays out a lot of great points here. So
well,
we're going to go to a break and
we'll
have you back
right.
after the break. But maybe...
we'd certainly say that's a step. But what we do is we catalog a set of biases. I've indicated a couple of them, but if you'd like me, I can just mention them and then say a little bit about ways that we might adjust.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do that. We're going to do that as we get into the next segment because you don't have any time right now before a break, and you know how this works, and you know what the consequences of me avoiding these breaks would be.
So I'm able to look ahead and understand the consequences of my action.
I want to give the name of the book. The book is The Ostrich Paradox, Why We Underprepare for Disasters. It's co-written with Robert Meyer and Howard Kahnreuther. The book is published by Wharton Digital Press, and it's not that I have anything against any of the other books or authors who have come on, but I just want to make a point. Since this kind of thinking is so personal to me, I'm recommending you buy the book. We'll be back right after these messages.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio. Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Saturdays, noon to 1, AM 1120, WBNW.
This is Martin Fletcher. I'm a special freelance correspondent for NBC News, and I've just done an interview which I enjoyed very much with Stu Taylor.
All right, I know I said this earlier on. I just want to say it again. People say, whatever happened to David Horowitz, who we ran into a little problem on that interview. His book, The Agenda, the steps that Trump is going to take that will resolve most of our problems. That's not the subtitle. I can't quite think of it. Actually, I have the book here, President Trump's Plan to Save America. We will have David Horowitz on. It's a bestseller, and I couldn't recommend this book to you enough, as most of you probably surmise. I'm in total agreement with him. Rejoining us right now is Howard Kunreuther. He is a professor of decision sciences and public policy at Wharton Risk Management, and the book is co-written with Robert Meyer, also at Wharton Risk Management. And I think an incredibly important book. The Ostrich Paradox, Why We Underprepare for Disasters, Robert Meyer and Howard Kunreuther, again, if you want to buy a copy of the book. And this book is predicated on so many biases that we have that I think I'd be remiss by not having you kind of run through them, because I think they're really quite poignant.
Happy to do so, Stu, and I'll give you a brief description. We have six of these biases that we use as a way of then trying to get people to think about how they can do a better job recognizing them. And the first one I've already alluded to, which is myopia, short-term horizons. We think about the future in the short run. We have a hard time thinking about long-term. We want to make sure that anything we do, the benefits come to us fairly quickly, and if they don't, then we're afraid that we don't want to incur the costs. And we've got a couple of examples, and we can illustrate that in a few minutes if you'd like. Second bias is amnesia. You know, we forget things. You know, we, as I mentioned earlier, you buy insurance after a disaster, and then if nothing happens, you forget that you had one, and you say it's not going to happen again, and you cancel a policy. Optimism, which really connects with this, because we underestimate the chances of something happening in the future, and we say, you know, it's not going to happen to me. Maybe it'll happen to someone else, but not to me. Inertia is a fourth bias, and the basic notion is we tend to continue to do what we've always done. The status quo is a bias. We just say, why should I want to change? And one of the reasons we don't want to change is because if we change, we think about the negative consequences. They're much more painful than the positive features, and the minute we get into that kind of a mode, we feel it's best to maintain the status quo. Simplification. we don't really look at all the facts. We focus on one item, one or two, and then sort of deal with the problem by saying we've now dealt with it, and we don't have to think very much more. And so when the minute we do that, we really don't go into all the details. And the that's our fifth one. And our last one is hurting, and that we look at to other people as to what they're doing. They might not have any better knowledge of the situation than we do, but if they aren't doing something, we're not going to do it. So if they don't take protection, we won't take protection, which means the challenge is to get them or get us to take protection and try to get a social norm that we're all going to do things in a better way, because otherwise there's a tendency to herd in the reverse direction. So those are our six biases. We put them forward with some examples of how they played out.
I want you to go through some of the examples of how to deal with these biases, if you would.
Sure, I'd be happy to do that. I mean, let me give you, I think, an example of starting off with the idea that optimism, we underestimate the likelihood and say it's not going to happen to me. And we ask that question in terms of how people normally think about a disaster. Let's take a Hurricane Sandy, which had a very serious impact, as we know, on the Northeast, or a flood. And when people think about these, they say, well, you know, the chances of that happening are really, really small. I'm not going to worry about something that I believe next year is going to be a 1 in 100 chance of happening. That's so small, I won't pay attention. And so one of our suggestions is that we say, why don't we stretch the time horizon and don't give people the information of 1 in 100, but say, look, if you're living in your house for the next 25 years, there's a chance that this 1 in 100 flood or hurricane will actually be 1 in 5, that it will be at least having one of those over the 25-year period. And when people hear 1 in 5, and there are experiments that we've done on exactly that point, they pay attention. And they say, oh, wow, 1 in 5, that's a large number. I got to pay attention. All we've done is given the same probability but stretched the time horizon to 25 years, and then we say, well, think about what you can do with respect to how you might protect yourself against these disasters. Insurance is one that you could use, as we were talking about, but you could also maybe invest in some measures to make your house safer by, let's say, floodproofing it, and some people have elevated a house. And when people hear that, they say, well, that's really too expensive. I don't think I want to do that. It's going to cost me. I'm not going to get the benefits of that over the next few years. And you say, well, the benefits you'll get will be you'll get a reduced insurance premium. You have insurance. Now it'll go down. And to make this attractive to you, we're going to give you and give your house a long-term loan. And the cost of the loan is going to be less than the reduction in the insurance premium because that cost is spread over time. And I think if you combine this little example of presenting information so people pay attention and then telling them that economically they're going to benefit in the short run, it's not like they have to incur that whole cost right away. The loan spreads it over time. They get enough back in a lower premium. Then it becomes a win-win situation in our minds. Now, that's how we...
What I want to do is interject, because we have less than a minute. If there's a closing statement, a brief one that you can make that we haven't covered in this interview, please do it.
Well, I think that the brief statement that I'd make, Stu, would be pay attention to these events by recognizing they can happen and that you can get peace of mind, as you said, if you protect yourself, and then give people incentives that they benefit in the short run. And if they can benefit in the short run, they may take action that will help them in the long term. And maybe we'll get people to prepare a little bit better for these disasters.
Okay, again, buy this book. I think it will wake up a lot of people out there. I'm in complete agreement, which I'm not often with authors of books who provide content like this in nonfiction. I'm in agreement with Howard Kunruther, co-authored Robert Meyer, The Ostrich Paradox, Why We Underprepare for Disasters. This is Stu Taylor. Thanks for listening. Back here tomorrow.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.